Welcome to the First Health Back and Neck Pain Podcast. I'm Michael Martin. Thanks for joining us here in the studio. We have Dr. Brian Thwaites from the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center in Pinehurst. Dr. Thwaites, welcome today.
Thank you.
Today, we're going to be talking about referrals for treatment of back and neck pain at First Health facilities in the Sand Hills region of North Carolina. And this podcast is being recorded on June 19, 2018. Dr. Thwaites, First Health Back and Neck Pain Center, how did it come about? How did this thing start?
Well, First Health Back and Neck Pain Center was founded about 22 years ago as a collaboration between First Health Moore Regional Hospital and my physician group, which is called Pinehurst Anesthesia Associates. And we, at that time, recognized that there was a void or a need for minimally invasive spine care in the Sand Hills. And really, at that point in time, there was no interventional pain management clinic anywhere in central North Carolina. And so we became essentially the first one. And that was really the beginning of First Health Back and Neck Pain Center.
Now, what types of problems, condition does First Health Back and Neck Pain Center treat?
Well, I would say the majority of the problems that we see in the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center are spine-related problems, problems that involve the neck, the thoracic spine, and the lower lumbar spine. And some of these conditions would include things like spinal stenosis, lumbar and cervical facet joint arthritis, degenerative disc disease, herniated discs, lumbar and cervical radiculopathy, sacroiliac joint problems. But for the most part, the things that we tend to see, because they're the most common problems, are spine-related problems. Spine problems are really not the only thing that we treat. We do see a variety of other pain problems that are chronic in nature, things like neuropathic pain, things like diabetic neuropathy, post-herpetic neuralgia, occipital neuralgia, certain kinds of cancer pain, and really a whole variety of other types of pain as well. We really will see folks that have a whole host of different kinds of chronic pain problems.
As a patient, how does one get in to see a provider at First Health Back and Neck Pain Centers?
Well, the easiest way for a patient to get in to see us is to ask their primary care provider for a referral to the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center. And by the way, we have, at this point, several different locations. Our primary location, our biggest location, is here in Pinehurst. But we also have locations in Rayford, Troy, and Sanford at this point as well. So you can ask for an office location that's nearest to where you live.
We're talking with Dr. Brian Thwaites of the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center in Pinehurst. Dr. Thwaites, who are the physicians and the PAs who are part of your center? Tell us a little bit about them.
Sure. So again, the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center originally was developed as a collaboration between First Health Moore Regional Hospital and my physicians group, which is called Pinehurst Anesthesia Associates. The physicians that staff our clinic are seven of our physicians who are part of Pinehurst Anesthesia Associates, with myself being the medical director of the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center. And in addition, we have three PAs that work with us in the clinic as well.
Now, you're board certified. What does that mean, and why is that important?
Well, first of all, everybody in my group are anesthesiologists, and so our primary specialty is anesthesiology, and all of us are board certified in anesthesiology. And in addition, anesthesiologists who have additional subspecialty training in the area of interventional pain management are able to obtain a secondary board certification in interventional pain management. And we have obtained that additional certification as well. So, for example, I'm double board certified in anesthesiology as well as interventional pain management.
Now, what types of procedures and intervention are available to patients who come to see you and your partners?
Well, really, there are a whole host of interventions and procedures that we offer. And really, it depends to a great extent on what's wrong with your spine. Spine problems tend to fall into a couple of different categories. Most spine pain is either related to problems with a nerve, where a nerve is irritated either in the lower back, neck, or thoracic area. And we call that radiculopathy or radiculitis. And that type of nerve impingement or nerve irritation can be treated pretty effectively by putting steroid medications on the affected nerve. And so we can do that by a couple of different routes, either by the epidural route or what's called the transforaminal route in the cervical, thoracic, or lumbar spine. So that works really well, actually, for radicular or neuropathic pain. Another type of back pain or spine pain is just mechanical pain that's related to degeneration of a facet joint or a disc or the sacroiliac joint. And those problems are treated a little bit differently. A degenerated joint typically can be treated by denervating or killing the nerve supply to that joint. And that can be done, for example, in the sacroiliac joint or the facet joints with a procedure called a radiofrequency ablation, where we actually destroy the nerve supply to that joint. We can also offer things like joint injections, knee injections, shoulder injections. We can perform the radiofrequency ablation procedure for knee pain. So, for example, we can destroy the nerve supply to the knee joint, which is helpful for some patients that have osteoarthritis of the knee. And there are a variety of other procedures that we offer for pain as well. Some types of peripheral nerve blocks or nerve ablations can be offered for cancer pain. Some types of pain are responsive to a device called a spinal cord stimulator, which is a wire or electrode placed in the spinal canal that delivers electrical impulses to the spinal cord and can be very beneficial for certain kinds of chronic pain problems.
A lot of treatments there, but how do you get those diagnoses? I mean, what do you need, x-rays? Do you need MRIs or any other kind of images to actually help you create solutions for those diagnoses?
That's a really good question. We view ourselves as a diagnostic center. So we don't want to treat pain as a separate disease in and of itself. We want to try to find out why it is that somebody is actually having a pain problem. So when somebody walks into our office, the first goal we really have is to try to create a diagnosis as to why they're hurting. So obviously a physical examination and a history are very important tools for us. We oftentimes will find that it's necessary to go ahead and obtain x-rays, MRI scans, CT scans, and certain other kinds of diagnostic tests as well to help us sort out the cause of somebody's pain. And sometimes certain kinds of diagnostic nerve blocks, in other words, to anesthetize certain specific areas of the spinal region can be helpful as well to help us sort out the cause of somebody's pain. It is, however, not necessary for somebody to necessarily come to see us in our office with x-rays and MRI scans already having been done. We can order all of those as needed when the patient comes in.
Again, we're talking with Dr. Brian Thwaites of the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center in Pinehurst. Do you make referrals to other specialists?
We do sometimes find that it's necessary to refer patients on to other specialists for care. So, for example, when we see patients with certain kinds of spine problems who we believe are going to need, for example, surgery or more aggressive care, we certainly do refer patients on to orthopedic surgeons and to neurosurgeons for more advanced spine procedures. Surgery and of course certain things that we don't offer. And as necessary, we refer patients to other specialists as well, whether it be neurologists or a whole host of other specialists as well.
Do the providers of the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center manage pain through medication?
Certainly there are times when pain has to be managed with medications. There are all different types of pain medications, ranging from things like acetaminophen and nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. There are medications that are meant specifically to treat neurologic or neuropathic pain, medications like gabapentin, Lyrica, Cymbalta. And of course, in addition to those medications, there are medications that are called opioids. We always believe that it's our goal in our clinic to try to create, first of all, a diagnosis as to somebody's pain, and then to do whatever it is in our power to make that problem either improve or to go away. It is never really our goal at the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center to simply give somebody a pill and then have them treated primarily with that pill going forward in time. That's really not our goal. Having said that, there are certain conditions that do require ongoing medication management, and we do that on occasion at the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center.
So what's your policy on opioid medications?
Our view of opioid medications is that they should be used sparingly and only when necessary. Obviously, we are all aware at this point in time that there is an opioid crisis in this country. It is a relatively new phenomenon. When I was in training as a young physician, and really even when I came here and began my job here in Pinehurst, opioids were essentially never used for ongoing or chronic pain problems at all. And then somewhere around the year 2000, or maybe in the late 90s, early 2000s, opioid medications became a very, very accepted way to treat a whole host of problems. And the number of opioid pills that were being prescribed became rather large. And now the pendulum has swung back in the other direction, and the medical community is trying very hard to not prescribe opioid medications if at all possible. Our view of opioids is that opioids should be used only for severe pain, only when there has been a diagnosis made as to a cause of pain that you would expect to produce severe pain, and then only to use those opioids when everything else has been tried already. In addition to that, you would say that it's probably a good idea to utilize opioids only for the shortest possible duration of time, using the smallest dose of opioid that you possibly can to make somebody comfortable during that time frame. In addition to that, if we do believe that somebody is going to require opioid therapy in the long run, there are a variety of things that really need to be done by clinicians and doctor's offices in order to provide safe care if the patient is on an opioid. And that includes things like frequent urine drug screening, frequent query of the North Carolina Controlled Substance Database, frequent evaluation and frequent visits with the patient. In other words, the patient needs to be seen every month or two. And for patients that are deemed to be at risk, or patients who, for whatever reason, happen to be on high-dose opioids, those patients need to also have a naloxone auto-injector in their possession at home as well.
Of course, we hear about the troubles with opioids today. People are highly addicted when a patient presents in that situation, and they're looking for relief. How are you helping them?
The addiction problem in America is very real. We're just beginning to grasp what a large problem it is now. There are ways in which one can try to sort out whether or not a patient is likely to have an addiction problem. There are questionnaires that can be administered to patients prior to their ever receiving any kind of pain medication, which would help us to stratify their risk. We evaluate patients very, very closely before we would ever make the determination to prescribe an opiate.
We've been talking with Dr. Brian Thwaites from the First Health Back and Neck Pain Center in Pinehurst. If you want more information about referring a patient, you can visit www.firsthealth.org to search for back and neck pain. Again, I'm Mike Martin. Glad you joined us today. Dr. Thwaites, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, everybody.